Welcome to the Generations Radio broadcast, friends. Kevin Swanson here. Steve Vaughn also in studio. A couple of homeschooling dads as we interact with the massive cultural and social changes that are going on. It is a revolution. And certainly the fallout from Obergefell, in which our social situation, our sexual situation in this nation was radically changed. After 6,000 years of world history, a couple of Supreme Court justices figured out that they could do it better than God could. And the domino effect into all of our social institutions, of course, will be radical. And the schools will be incorporating the new ideology of homosexuality and homosexual marriage, except for those who want to create something of an island of freedom, an island of culture, and raise their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Well, HB 1032 was the controversial bill this year in the Colorado legislature, in which there was a tremendous outpouring of concern on the part of parents just this last week. And HB 1032, of course, a mandating of a form of sexual education, comprehensive sexual education that would incorporate LGBT discussions, LGBT indoctrination, and the bill also required all charter schools to participate. So this bill just upped the ante a bit on comprehensive sex education, which the state has had for a while anyway. So Colorado, being one of the most liberal, one of the most wicked states in the United States, is now incorporating an even more wicked agenda when it comes to indoctrinating our children in the field of sex education. Steve Vaughn in studio was there at probably one of the most attended legislative hearings in the history of Colorado.
Yeah, the one that got the more people that I think of was the whole gun bill thing, but there were a ton of people there. It was I got there at about noon, and I couldn't find any parking close by. I had to park about 8 blocks away in residential area. There were no parking spaces open. And when I got there, the place was packed. They had already set up rooms that were overflow rooms. That there were two of them within the house itself in the Capitol building, and one across the street. Mm-hmm. And then they had a couple more, and all of them just kept filling up almost immediately. Mm-hmm. The library that held them held over 100 people, mm-hmm. but that filled up almost immediately, and there were still about 300 people outside of the library, and then they said, oh, all the overflow rooms are already full, too.
So it could have been 1,000 people showed up to protest this. 300 signed up to speak, including you.
Yes, and I signed up roughly about 12:30, somewhere around there, as it was circulating around. I left about 4:30. I figured it was over by that time anyway. Mm-hmm. My name got called, from what I understand, at 9:15 p.m. and the last people spoke at about 10:48, I think, and then it got voted on close to midnight.
And of course, none of the protests on the part of the people of Colorado mattered a whit with the Democrats. They passed this thing on a party line vote out of committee, and that's not unusual for the Democrats. They are principled people. They stick to their evil principles with a great deal of tenacity. If 300 people showed up and protested a pro-life bill, you can bet the Republicans would have been affected by the populace. They would not have stood firm on a pro-life position, and a pro-life bill would never have survived, even if we had a Republican-dominated House or Senate. That's because Republicans aren't principled and Democrats are. Democrats are principled concerning some of the most evil principles you could imagine. And this particular bill mandates that public school children as young as 9 years of age learn about LGBT, homosexual, sodomite relationships in class in an expanded curriculum related to different relationship models. Also, this prohibits any kind of abstinence-only sex education in all public schools, charter schools, homeschool charter schools, schools operated by a board of cooperative services, which, by the way, includes the homeschool K-12 program operated by the Colorado Digital Board of Cooperative Education Service. So again, friends, this bill bans even the implicit teaching of gender norms. Children as young as kindergarten kids cannot be taught about gender norms in the state of Colorado, in public schools, by public charter schools, by government-sponsored homeschool programs in the state. charter schools, again, cannot opt out. And that was the purpose for this bill.
Yes.
That
yes.
may be one reason why so many parents showed up. And friends, we've been arguing and we've been warning about charter schools for about 14 years on this radio program. What the government funds, remember, the government controls. And we have warned families again and again not to submit their children to Caesar. What Caesar funds, Caesar controls. You render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. If you accept Caesar's monies for your kids' education, you must accept Caesar's comprehensive sex ed program for your kids. That's the principle our Lord Jesus Christ gave to us many, many years ago. That's the wisdom that Jesus gave to us. And this applies to public education as well. And those families that have given in to publicly funded homeschool programs have given their kids up to Caesar and, of course, to Caesar's comprehensive sex ed program. More on that in just a moment on the Generations broadcast.
It's hard to imagine Christian pastors going to jail for their faith. And it's just as hard to imagine Christian businessmen fined $135,000 for not baking a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. It's hard to imagine America turning into a communist state that persecutes Christians and rewards the most aberrant. Will Christians just let it happen? Should Christians just let it happen? These are important questions, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and I wrote the book on freedom because I wanted to build a case for freedom. A biblical case, a historical case. And let me tell you, the history of freedom is the most inspiring story you'll ever read. Have you heard the story of the Magna Carta, Bannockburn, Leyden, and William the Silent, the American Pilgrims, and the Battle for King's Mountain? How will we fight for freedom in this generation and the next? Well, tell the story first. The story of freedom. Let's leave a legacy for freedom for our children and our grandchildren. Get a copy of the new book, Freedom for Each of Your Children and Grandchildren, at generations.org. That's generations.org.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson here reviewing HB 1032, one of the most radical bills the states of the United States of America have reviewed and have placed on the legislative agenda this year. HB 1032, hundreds, if not thousands of parents showed up at the legislative hearing this last week. Steve Vaughn, also one of them. And the bill mandates a public school indoctrination in homosexuality and an expanded curriculum related to different relationship models. It prohibits abstinence-only sex ed and absolutely requires that charter schools and homeschool charter school programs be incorporated into this comprehensive sex ed regimen. Friends, what the government funds, the government controls, and this has obliterated parental rights in the public schools. The opt-outs themselves were opted out.
Yeah. Now, it does say in there
that there is something of an opt-out.
But
this dies the death of 1,000 qualifications.
Oh, yeah. So the qualifications are if two or more of a certain level of topics are being discussed in a sex education type of classroom, then they have to notify the parents and the parents can opt out. But if only one's being taught, parents don't need to be notified. And if one is being taught in something other than the class labeled sex education, so if they're going to do it under health, if they're going to do it under biology, if they're going to do it under physical education, any of that, parents don't need to be notified. And if they only teach one at a time. And so parents, they're not going to give you the opt-out. They've got this figured out.
Friends, this is a time at which Christian parents need to sit up and pay attention. What the government funds, the government controls, and the government has increasingly obliterated parental rights in the public school. Now, when I was executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado between 1999 and 2010, you know, thousands upon thousands of homeschoolers, Christian homeschoolers, ran off to the online charter schools for free curriculum, you know, free teachers, free testing, free computers. And I can remember we had a private homeschool organization, a private homeschool movement in the state of Colorado for something like 15 or 20 years until the public schools showed up and saw that there was an opportunity to regain control and financing of the homeschool curriculum. And that, of course, is the point at which they put a little bait on the hook, and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Christian homeschoolers sold their kids out for the free computers, the free curriculum, the free testing, and all the rest. And we warned so many of our Christian homeschoolers in the state of Colorado about this. Chris Click, as well, representative from Homeschool Legal Defense Association, came out to Colorado and warned them over and over and over again. Hardly anybody's warning the Christian homeschoolers anymore about this kind of stuff. But friends, again, if you're principled, if you're coming back to the principle of God's word, if you're coming back to the why we're doing things in the more fundamental sense, if the fear of God is really the beginning of wisdom and knowledge for you, if you can understand that the redistribution of wealth and government funding education, the government's providing a funding and a control of children's education violates the jurisdictional freedom that God has given to parents in Ephesians 6:4 and Deuteronomy 6:7. If you are a person of principle, you're going to turn away from this kind of thing. You know, the thousands upon thousands of homeschoolers that ran into connections, K-12, online charter schools, et cetera, now being required to subject themselves to this sex ed regimen. And I'm not sure they were quite ready for this, but we had told them. In fact, I had told them on a program where I was interviewed on Focus on the Family by Dr. James Dobson. Mm-hmm. I had emphasized the point on a two-part segment we did with Dr. James Dobson with Focus on the Family. I'd emphasized the point, what the government funds, the government controls. This was back around 2002, 2003. And we warned millions of parents around the country that if you will check your kids into a government-funded charter school, or you're checking your kids into a government-funded online homeschool charter school, what the government funds, the government controls. It's like the camel's nose in the tent. That camel just barely moved his nose in the tent initially. They said, well, we're not going to really control all that much of what goes on in your homeschool. But they started to fund it, and then they controlled it. And then the camel moved a little further into the tent and a little further into the tent. Now he's got his comprehensive sex ed program in the tent. This is the bait on the hook. This is the camel's nose under the tent. The camel is in the tent at this point, and he completely dominates what is going on in these home schools. Now, this idea that 9-year-old kids be subjected to indoctrination and homosexuality, friends, is this what you want?
Yeah, and what it says, I mean, this is, it explicitly says within this bill that religious instruction and any type of sectarianism is prohibited. It specifies religious doctrine, religious teaching cannot be included within a comprehensive sex education program. It's crazy.
Christian parents need to grapple with this.
Yeah.
Christian parents need to seriously grapple with this. If the government mandated that you send your kids to learning institutions like the old Greek gymnasiums to be molested by their teachers, would you send them there? If you had to pay a little extra for curriculum to homeschool them, would you rather save that money and just put up with a molestation for your kids in those gymnasiums? Parents, listen to me. Are you really going to allow the minds of your children to be molested by this godless, ungodly, wicked form of indoctrination? Is the money that important to you? Are the free computers, is the free curriculum so important to you that you would sell your kids for 40 pieces of silver and allow them to be molested because you just want to save a few bucks for yourself? Is it really that much all about you and all about your money that you would sell your kids down the river and allow them to be molested in their minds by ungodly teaching like this?
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind is that within the bill, it says that experiences need to be freely shared, that we cannot inhibit the sexual experience between homosexuals and all of that. That the Democrats were saying, oh, no, we're not going to teach them explicit sexual practices. But the experiences that any of these people have need to be able to be shared openly and freely with the 9-year-olds on up.
Are you okay, Christian parents, with your kids receiving instruction in homosexual activity, in homosexual relationships, bestiality, incest? Are you okay with the sexual license that now has become so normative that it is being practiced and indoctrinated into children as early as 9 years of age? Well, parents, it's time to get your kids out of the schools that teach transgenderism and homosexuality. I think pastors need to engage this as well. You know, I think God is testing Christian families. How many Christian families are left? How bad do things have to get before the very last of the Christian families get their kids out of these institutions, give them an education, the nurture, and the admonition of the Lord? You know, how bad do things have to get before the last 3 Christian families left in the state of Colorado finally say, you know what? Got me. It's time to get my kids out of these schools.
Yeah, you have to determine what's important. You can do without so many things. My wife and I began homeschooling Ashley, our oldest, when she first entered into kindergarten. And I brought my wife home when Ashley was very early in age. God directed us that my wife needed to be a stay-at-home mom. And God blessed that. It was scary. We were a little bit apprehensive about this, but we have survived on my one income for the last 28 years.
Yeah, God is good. You know, we step out and we take chances and we risk something for the kingdom of God. If we put the kingdom of God first, if we seek his kingdom first, all these other things will be added unto us.
Amen.
And we just need the faith to receive that. Pastors, you really need to warn families to get their kids out of schools that teach transgenderism and homosexuality. And I want to word this very carefully, but if parents insist on sending their kids into schools where there's a mandate to teach transgenderism and homosexualism as essential moral ethics, pastors and elders need to discuss excommunication for these families.
Yes.
Seriously. You're either in a real church or a fake church. It's time to get serious about the faith. And if a church has become so degraded that they're A-OK with kids being processed into institutions where they are learning about transgenderism and homosexualism as essential moral ethics, you need to get out of that church. You need to walk away from a church that supports that level of evil. You know, for a long time, churches wanted to pretend that education was neutral. Well, it should be obvious now that education's not neutral. They don't want religion in these classes.
No.
They don't want any kind of abstinence taught in the classes. They want homosexuality. They want every form of sexual perversion discussed in these classrooms. Friends, it should be obvious now. Now, I know we've had this pretense for the last 40, 50 years that education's neutral. Well, it should be obvious now that education's not neutral. The government, the Supreme Court of the United States has spoken. They've said, of course, homosexuality is a moral good. And the Bible speaks and says, of course, homosexuality is not a moral good. They can't both be right here. Government's not neutral. Education's not neutral. And I think the issue here is Christians need to be okay with being in the minority. And Christians need to be okay with being persecuted. And Christians need to be okay with suffering just a little bit if mom has to stay home. And if they have to give up something in order to raise their kids in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Yeah, the Bible does say that we are to teach our children, bring them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, that we need to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you should teach them as you rise up, as you go out, as you come in, as you go along the way. And that is all academics as well. Academics is not just academics. It's discipleship. It's talking about Christ in mathematics. It's talking about Christ in history, in all of the sciences. God set this up. He said to learn all of these things because as you learn about these things, you learn about God. And that is what an education is. It's Christ-centered, parent-directed, and free from government control.
And friends, there is a serious distinction between a public secular education, a humanist education, and a Christian education. There are 1 million Christian kids being homeschooled, roughly, and about 500,000 kids in conservative Christian schools. But there are 16 million evangelical kids in America. That means that 90% of evangelical kids in America attend public schools. Okay, you're looking at only 1.5 million evangelical kids being homeschooled or private schooled out of 16 million evangelical kids. That means, friends, over 90% of Christian evangelical kids living in Christian evangelical homes, attending Christian evangelical churches, are going to public school. Friends, it's time to stop stumbling the little ones. Listen to Matthew 18:5. Whoever receives one such child in my name, Jesus says, receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Those are ferocious words from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us offending the little ones who believe in him. 9 states have mandated pro-homosexual teaching thus far. 9 states in America have mandated pro-homosexual teaching. Now, I know there's an argument to be said. There are some states that are better than others. There may be some public schools that are better than others. But there are 9 states in America in which the state governments have mandated that there be homosexual indoctrination going on in those schools. And those 9 states are California, Colorado, Delaware, Iowa, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Washington State. All right, now, Christians living in these states, I'm assuming that there may be just a few, maybe 10 or 15 Christian kids left in public schools in these states. At least 10 or 15 Christian kids left in public schools in these states.
I bet there's a lot more than that.
Pro-homosexual indoctrination. It's time to get them out. Let's close with a biblical principle relating to sexual education. First and foremost, parents are the jurisdictional authority in the lives of their kids.
Amen.
That's what we get in Deuteronomy 6:7, Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. First and foremost, friends, it's parents who are responsible to give their children this teaching. And parents should be in control of this teaching. Secondly, state-funded education inevitably results in parents defaulting to the experts at the state level. You know, only, what, a couple hundred parents showed up to protest this thing. The other 99.999% of Colorado parents just default to whatever the state wants them to do. So the fundamental problem, of course, is the state funding of education. When the state funds 97% of the education of the state, including, what, 40, 50% of the homeschooling education, it will dictate the kind of sexual education that will be provided these students. That's just the way it works, because what the government funds, the government controls. So inevitably, the state becomes a surrogate for the parents, and this is the problem. Ephesians 6:4 says, parents, fathers, you bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:7 puts the jurisdictional authority with parents. Teach your children God's word as you sit in your house, as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. The Bible puts the teaching of children in the lap of parents. Parents are the ones responsible for this, and parents will be held culpable for this if they delegate this teaching to the wrong authorities. It will be parents who will be held accountable to the Matthew 18 warning. Parents, if you allow one of these little ones who believes in Jesus to sin, it would be better for you that a millstone be hanged around your neck and you be drowned in the depths of the sea. Excuse me, that was a great millstone. Be fastened around your neck, and you be drowned in the depths of the sea. This is a warning that the Lord Jesus Christ gives to us, especially as parents. Let's take it seriously today and pass this along to others as well. Friends, I encourage you to upgrade a little book called Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. Also encourage you to take a look at Keep the Faith on Education, as we draw from the great leaders in the Christian church and the biblical background for a Christian education. Friends, be sure that you are equipped in this area of education. This is the issue of the day. This is the means by which the gigantic apostasy of the West is happening. So, you know, in order that 80 to 90% of millennials and Gen Xers and Gen Zers are going the way of the world, the way that the Christian church will decrease from attendance of 44% down to 12% over the next 15 to 20 years, and that's where it's headed, the way it happens is by way of the discipleship that kids raised in Christian homes are receiving in public secular schools. The means by which the present retrograde or apostasy occurs is public schooling. It is by parents making the conscious choice to put their children on the pathway to apostasy and get them on the exit ramps off the faith. And the exit ramps off the faith are the public schools. They are the public school indoctrination systems. And I encourage you to get your children out of these schools and to give your children an education in which the Word of God is as a frontlet before their eyes. And it is an integrated word that appears as they live their lives, as they walk by the way, as they sit in the house, as they rise up, as they lie down. Be sure the Word of God is integrated into every aspect of your children's lives. And for the most part, that's not happening in the public schools. And this is the mandate, friends. Give your children an education in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
And know that you are not alone out there. Colorado has a great home education organization, CHECK. And we've got support groups. We've got a conferences coming up. You won't be out there by yourself. You don't need to pull your kids out and say, well, what do I do now? There's lots of options out there. There's tons of options. And many states have homeschool organizations that are ready and willing to help you out with homeschooling your kids.
And don't forget our online summits that of reaching 30,000 parents in any given year. Friends, we have online summits. We have statewide conferences. We've got support group systems in every state around the union. No, we've got lots and lots of resources to help you with the home education of your children. Just make use of these things. Again, we encourage you to upgrade the 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. We encourage you to keep the faith on education and, of course, our Christian discipleship curriculum, all at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.